So my name is Chris Kaplinski, and I work with Mark Munger. We are the science teachers in sixth grade at Aspen Middle School. And this fall, we wanted to create a project that integrated our science learning with some civics. And we had a unique opportunity with Proposition 114, reintroduction of gray wolves into Colorado, being on the ballot, to integrate those two concepts as we teach environmental science in the fall in our science class. And we're trying to teach civic responsibility in our social studies classes. So what we had the kids do after they studied environmental science and ecological principles is research the wolf issue of whether or not gray wolves should be introduced into Colorado. And we tried to put a lot of effort into making a fair presentation so that students researched both reasons against wolf reintroduction and reasons for. They did this over the course of a couple of weeks and took the information that they have learned for both reasons and boiled it down into some main statements for and against wolf reintroduction with details and quotes from research that they've looked at. So then all of that information came to a debate, which, you know, also during the debate, we had an opportunity to really teach how to debate, how to consider two points of view, how to debate respectfully, how to listen to viewpoints that you don't agree with, how to make a rebuttal. So it's those sorts of concepts that we thought was very important, particularly in today's political climate. So through some practice sessions, students were able to demonstrate some good debating skills, how to put a proposition out there and rebut that, how to be opposed to someone's position, yet be opposed in a respectful manner.
Great. Emma, you want to start us off? And remember, when we started off, we start by saying, I am for wolf reintroduction because...
I am for reintroducing wolves because when the wolves kill their prey, they usually go for sick or hurt animals because it gives them a better chance to kill them. And when they do it, if it is diseased with chronic wasting disease or other disease, when they kill that one, it can stop the spread to the rest of the herd because they already killed it. So it cannot spread to the rest of the herd. So they will stop the spread of the disease in that herd, which makes that herd live stronger, healthier, and longer.
I heard you say that they're killing elk, which makes more food and plants. But did you know there have been recent reports of wolves attacking humans a lot more than there used to be? For example, in Alaska, a woman was jogging, and she got killed by a wolf, and she wasn't doing anything to the wolf.
Great job, Rocco. So you're saying that you are against wolves?
Yes, I'm against them.
Awesome. Who wants to go next and argue that point?
I heard what Rocco said, that wolves are dangerous to humans and society. And I disagree with that because I'm for wolves. I disagree with that because there's a chance that the jogger was invading the wolf's territory or invading a nearby kill wolf, which is where they're mostly defensive and aggressive, and that might have been the reason, but you never know.
And Bam, can you tell us if wolves are dangerous to humans? What do you think?
Wolves can only be dangerous to humans if they're invading territory, as I said, or if they encounter the wolf and try and fight it off. That is the only way it could be dangerous.
Great. Does anyone have any evidence to Bam's point from their research?
Well, what I found is there's been 15 wolf attacks in Alaska since 2000 to 2019.
Oh, in the past 19 or 20 years. Okay. And how many fatalities or deaths?
Five.
Wow. Okay. Anyone refute that or rebut that? Emma?
Wolves are kind of like dogs. I know when humans run away from dogs, they like to chase it because they think it's playing. And if wolves are anything like dogs, they might do that too. Then the person could have been running away and they could have been trying to chase them.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Okay, who isn't gone? Who would like to go now?
I heard her say that if a wolf kills an animal, it probably has a disease and it'll stop the spreading of the disease. And
excellent. Right. Okay, so if wolf kills those diseased animals, stopping the spread. Great job. So let's go over to Annabelle.
Okay. I heard Lulu say that wolves stop the spread of the disease. And I disagree with that because wolves do not control the disease between elk and deer. Wolves really just eat them as a source of food. Mark Cook, a wolf biologist, claims that wolves sanitize the landscape by controlling the spread of chronic wasting disease, also known as CWD. There is zero evidence that says wolves control the disease in their ecosystems. However, proven evidence shows that the wolves may be doing the exact opposite of sanitizing the area. And scientists think that wolves may make this situation worse.
Really excellent. And I want you to notice what happened between Lulu and Annabelle. That was a very respectful disagreement of two different opinions on the same exact claim that wolves would clean out disease in elk and deer. Great job, guys. Really great job. I'm very proud at how you're doing.
I believe that wolves should be reintroduced to Colorado on the west side of the Continental Divide because wolves don't want to kill humans, pets, or livestock, or anything like that. They don't even want to be near you. They want to live out in the wild where the elk and deer are and the fresh mountain streams are. And the only reason that I can think of that a wolf would take livestock or a pet is if they somehow, they were starving and they wandered upon the pet or whatever they were going to eat and they were starving, then I think they might take that animal. But otherwise, I don't think a wolf would want to come near towns or cities. And for those hunters out there that are worried about the wolves taking all the elk and all the trophy elk, the wolves don't want to eat the big strong elk that are really hard to catch. They want to eat the weak ones with diseases that are easy to catch. Less than 10% of wolves' hunts are successful. Wolves can maybe stop the chronic wasting disease, which is a disease in moose, elk, and deer. And the wolves will go after the elk with chronic wasting disease in that herd. So the elk herd won't have chronic wasting disease anymore.
Now it's time for the negative side. I disagree with what Charlie said because some scientists have proven that wolves will not cure chronic wasting disease because of, like, even if they take one out, all the saliva and everything that they is still on the elk. And if another animal, let's say a bear comes in, or a scavenger, or a raven comes and eats the rest of it, they will now have chronic wasting disease because all the rest of, like, the saliva and everything that was infected with chronic waste disease is still there. And a ton of, like, people who say wolves will even help chronic wasting disease are all just kind of saying they'll totally cure it or anything. They might slow it down, but not by any means necessary to stop it. So basically the bottom line is that there's no scientific findings that say wolves will really stop chronic wasting disease. Or even slow it, for that matter.
Affirmative side, it is your turn to speak. You have 3 minutes to speak. Your time begins whenever you start talking.
I support that gray wolves should be reintroduced to Colorado because, first of all, in Yellowstone National Park, there were researches that elk, the main prey of wolves, would, once they noticed that all of the wolves were gone, they stayed in the same places, and they would sit in these prairies. And since they have no threat, they eat all of the grass and kill these entire ecosystems because they have no reason to run and migrate like they naturally do when elk, their predator, is not there. So if we were to reintroduce wolves to Colorado, it would make all of the elk and deer and grazing animals keep migrating again, and it would boost the health of all of our ecosystems like prairies and even rivers, and where it's not just it boosts prairies and ecosystems that elk are in, it also boosts all of the animals in those ecosystems, because now that the elk aren't taking up all of the food, other animals can flourish again, like beavers will have more land. Some people say that wolves will cost too much money to manage, but I do not believe in that, because some researchers say that we only have to reintroduce 10 wolves, because if we can keep those 10 wolves alive, they'll reproduce, and we don't need to spend a ton of money just reintroducing like 30 or 40 wolves. All we need to do is reintroduce like 10, and then they will flourish and grow by themselves.
Negashad, you have 1 minute left.
I heard Ko say that people are afraid that managing wolves will cost too much, and that they won't if you just bring in 10 wolves and let them reproduce. But he's not counting for the casualties of any livestock or humans or pets. And if we reintroduce wolves, the hunters will have competition, and it will, one, be more dangerous for them to go hunting, and two, there will not be as much elk for them to hunt. And wolves also kill pets, and specifically dogs, which 56% of families own. So wolves are not only a danger to humans and livestock, but our pets. And if a dog is alone with wolves and the wolves outnumber the dog, they will most likely attack and kill the dog.
I disagree with Kieran, because wolves will help restore the balance of the elk and deer, because there are too many elk and deer, and the plants that they eat do not have a chance to grow back, because the elk and the deer keep eating them. But with the wolves, bringing the elk and deer numbers down will help have those plants grow and let wetlands and beavers thrive by giving beavers more places to build their homes. And beavers will help with water flow, which will help the wetlands thrive. And in a video that I watched, the guy said that he has been at this national park and roaming it for like 30 years, and 20 years ago, he said that all this area was of wetland. He said that it was all wetland, and then they showed us today, and it was all dirt because of the elk and deer eating all of the plants and stuff. And that concludes my speech.
Negative side, this is the last part of the debate. It is your turn to speak.
I heard you say that wolves won't go after pets and they'll go after elk and deer, but since in Colorado there's also hunters, then like if the wolves reduce the amount of elk and deer and so do the hunters, then the wolves will start going after the livestock and pets and stuff. And like, I know that a lot of their hunts are unsuccessful, like less than 10%. So it's really likely that they just go after livestock. And also in 2015, wolves were responsible for the death of 158 cows, 118 sheep, and 5 dogs. I know that's not a lot, but there's a lot of like cows and sheep that are dead. And then there's also 3 dead horses. And those were all across states that wolves were like around.
Thank you for your time today, ladies and gentlemen. We return for your next debate.
So to wrap up our project on wolf reintroduction, for the sixth grade at Aspen Middle School. Students will now that they've debated, they will pick a side, and we will vote as a class on November 2nd, the day before the election. We'll look at our results, and we'll get to compare that on Tuesday to the actual results. And then over the next 10 days or so, the students will be writing a 5-paragraph essay on this topic. So they actually get to do a argumentative essay and pick the side that they want to represent for willful reintroduction or against it. So that essay will be maybe something like a letter to the editor trying to persuade someone given the information that they have learned about this topic.